large flat beans that have to be shelled?
Well, butter beans, we call them.
Okay. Are there different kinds of butter beans?
Yes, sir.
And what are they?
Well, you got round butter beans, bunch butter beans, you got colored butter beans, white butter beans.
Do several different varieties grow here?
Yes, all of them.
What do you call beans that are green or yellow and that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
Well, we call it salad, but the generalists call turnip greens.
Okay. If you had one head of lettuce and added one more, then you'd have...
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Have you ever heard that used in connection with children? So many heads of children?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ever use that?
No.
Okay. To prepare fresh corn for cooking, you have to remove the...
Shuck.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and boiled and eaten with the hands?
Corn on the cobbers.
Okay. What's the thing at the top of a corn stalk that changes color as the corn ripens?
A tassel, I call it. Some folks call it tassel. It's tassel in me.
Okay. When a person is cleaning an ear of corn, he has to remove the shucks and then the...
Silks. And occasional worm.
What's a jack-o'-lantern made of?
Pumpkin.
What's a yellow vegetable that's related to the pumpkin?
Squash, I guess you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And what are some different kinds of squash?
Well, locally, when you say squash, you mean a yellow summer squash.
Uh-huh.
But in later years, and it's one of the best vegetables, is a butternut squash or the acorn squash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are the butternut and the acorn the same, or are they different?
They're different. The result is the same. When you cook them, I grow butternuts because they're easier to grow and not subject to as many pests.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about squash here, yeah, you're talking about yellow squash.
Okay.
Crooksnake squash.
Do you have a garden out in the back?
Yes, it's all grown up now, yes.
Uh-huh. And what did you grow in it besides squash?
Well, you take a seed catalog and run down the line, and I tried everything in it. But I don't grow all those. I confide anything out of beans and butter beans, tomatoes, squash, cucumbers, carrots.
Do you look after it yourself?
Yes.
That must be something of a job.
Well, I don't have as big gardens as I used to. Don't need as big one.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to me, though. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's wonderful to have the fresh vegetables.
Yeah. You know butternut squash?
I think so. That sort
of. You want to taste some?
I've never had any.
I'll get you just a little bit of sauce in the mouth, just cooked some this morning. You need it cold, and I'll go get you a little bit, let you taste it.
I'd be delighted to.
All right. Thank you. Shut off your sewing machine.
Okay. What does this squash look like when it's growing? Is it does it look sort of like a gourd in shape? Is it?
Well, some of them do.
Uh-huh.
These I'm growing or not. I'll get one and let you see it.
Ooh, that's good.
Makes good sweet potato souffle. That's what we use it in lieu of sweet potato.
That's very good. Do you know how she makes this?
Yes, ma'am. Your husband won't like the way she makes it, because I have to prepare it.
Well, that's his stuff a lot. How do you make it? That's perfectly delicious cold.
I will get one of them and show you one.
Okay.
She can tell you how to cook it after you did it.
I certainly do, and I'd be delighted if you would.
All right, I'll go get you some. Yes, you need it.
And enjoying it, too.